Before you, I was playing the game of pieces. Pieces of men danced around the field of loneliness. Scattered pieces of defeat and brokenness. You blew in like a gentle breeze and scattered the remnants of those that turned out to be narcissistic and unbalanced. You brought with you sweet, sweet music, keeping rhythms of my heart's drumbeat, calming my emotions with a consistent bass line of straightforwardness and honesty, holding my hands to guide me out of the cluttered confusion of cheaters, liars, and emotional immaturity. Seeking me, seeing me, knowing me in a natural way. So relieved, I grabbed your hand, anxious to dive into the unknown, ready to do something different. I followed the drums, the familiar rhythm that agrees to my own heart's longing, held on to the bass line and its anchoring of the harmonic framework yet to come. Felt the melody of the keyboard that tickled my stomach with the excitement of things to become. And I decided immediately to dance with you into the unknown and risky business of love, letting my soul lead as it tunes itself to the music of possibilities and hopefulness, finally leaving behind broken pieces of men. Behold, stands a whole man that is leading the dance into a field of dreams.
Amid what was darkness a mere instant ago, he greets that great orange band of light, pushing his way upward, stretching eastward across the horizon, birthing a new dawn. Sleep long behind him, memories of dreams still sweet after all this time. His morning coffee brews aromatic, strong like his proud heritage, flavorful, robust, and black. Sipping, reflecting, relaxing in solitude, in the stillness of peace, as he meticulously plots his daily course of helping, of wholeness, of benevolence. His self-styled mellow musical meditation, communing with his creator, spirit connected, a warrior of truth, the embodiment of a soldier of resilience, of resistance to senseless death by ignorance, poised to inspire millions of his brothers in arms to choose wellness over illness, to choose living life abundantly. consciousness elevating, rising to hemispheric heights, then cascading to earth like Sierra waterfalls in springtime, like a blessing from on high, where fear, misinformation, and old husband tales too often plague too many, taking thousands every day like the bitter prostate cancer he defeated, where pain is ingrained and morphs into dis-ease, and the anxiety of stresses causing thinning of tresses, where people move too fast to feel their sacred senses, their purpose, their passion for compassion. In a hustle-bustle, time-elapsed world, he dares to slow it down and smell the roses, inhaling all of his garden's fragrant botanicals. Where absent awareness rips man-sized chasms of doubt, of insecurity, and unconditional surrender, he chose to fight, to win the battle, the life-or-death struggle once within his own body. Forever vigilant, claiming victory over deadening denial and negligence of self. Victory versus defeat by an errant organ, a tiny gland the width of a walnut. Tainted stories so far from facts, far nearer to fables and feats of fictitious virility, of lost legends in one's own mind. He wills all his brothers, each one of Earth's wondrous colors, to be free and live. A valiant warrior against the enemy of ignorance, against all dis-ease, of the unwelcome visit of eternity before his appointed time. A survivor, sharing the message, spreading the gospel of information, of hope, by testing, by detection, by cure, by life. A spirit of giving, a spirit of love, a spirit of benevolence.
Thank you so much, everyone. This is Sweet Fran Shine, and you are now listening to Master Greer Radio. We thank you for joining us this evening. We're going to talk about the book poetry. We're going to talk about tonight publishing and getting that book published as a poet. And I apologize that I a little hoarse today, but thank you so much for joining us. I am your host, Sweet Fran Shine. You listen to Beyond the Word here on Master Greer Radio. Your producer of this lovely and amazing show and platform is Jacqueline Taylor Adams. She's in the background producing and making sure we do what we're supposed to do today. And we thank you for taking the time out to join us. We know that here at Master Greer Radio, we know that poetry is everywhere. We know that poetry is everywhere and in everything. And it's our jobs and responsibilities as poets and as authors to make sure that everyone is aware of that. So that's what we're here for today. Thank you so much for joining us. I don't know if we have anyone on the line, so if you are listening and you would like to join the conversation, please make sure you dial 1. Press 1 if you've dialed in, and I'll be giving out the number and how to reach us in a moment. In the meantime, what I like to share with you is my journey as a published author, and then I think I have a couple of other authors that's going to come on the line. Let me check with the producer. I don't know if I'm still on the line. Can you guys hear me? Check in with me, please. Please make sure you call Master Greer Radio. If you're calling in or checking us out online, if you're checking us out online, you can check us out at Blog Talk Radio. I need my producer to confirm to me that we are on the air. Okay, great. Thank you, because I'm a little confused today. I apologize. I think I was expecting a different intro, but nonetheless, that's what we do. That's what happens when you're dealing with something live. Is that right? Everybody all right out there? If you are interested in sharing this call, make sure you, or you want to speak with us, make sure you please dial in. And our number is, I don't know what's going on, Jack, on my computer. So what do I want to talk about? Let me get right to it. I'm trying to do things in accordance to the plan, but sometimes the plan doesn't quite work out. So you just got to figure it out and go with it. So let me talk to you a little bit and tell you about who I am
My name is Sweet Friend Sean. I'm an author, poet, producer, radio, and TV personality. I'm the voice and face right now of WIT in Wilmington, along with a couple of lovely talents at the station in Wilmington, Delaware. I'm the creator of Peace, Love, and Poetry and Soul Opera TV. And we're going to talk a little bit about my debut book, Living the Journey, that I have in a second edition. And I'm grateful to share that we're going to work on a second book called Born to Love. So we wanted to take this opportunity to share with you here at Master Degree Radio about spoken word and how it's moving beyond the public service announcements and open mics into all sorts of creative mediums and entertainment and educational campaigns. And we also have the opportunity now to leverage it using the internet to produce great content as well. There's a whole lot of opportunities and options in this process. If you'd like to make sure you want to share to join the conversation, please call in or share with a friend. Call in 646-716-7994. We're looking for other authors and other poets to share their journey about poetry. Tell me what you do. How did you get published? What was your experience? Did you self-publish? Did you get an agent? How do you sell your book? Are you selling it independently? Are you selling it on Amazon, Kindle? What versions? You know, we want to share that with people who may just be getting started. We might share some pros and cons of various opportunities in publishing as a poet as well. And we mostly also want to talk about the market. Like, who do you market your product or service to? After you get this book published, who are you going to market to? How can you make sure it gets out there? So, let me just take a moment and tell you my story. And I'm going to invite someone on the line and see if she's available. I'm going to see if she's available as well tonight. I don't know if we have anybody on the line. If the line is unmuted, make sure that you go ahead and let me know that you're present. All right? I would appreciate it. And then we're going to talk a little bit now. All right? So how did I decide that I wanted to do a book? I really didn't. I was kind of forced to do it. What was happening as a spoken word and performing poet, what was happening was I was going out and doing open mics at first to start and hosting shows. And then I started getting calls to do more private functions for example, the state of Delaware, various divisions and departments of the state of Delaware. My first opportunity was with Dell Tech Community College, and then after that, I got a call for the Delaware Historic Museum for National Poetry Month, the Historic Society for National Poetry Month. Then after that, I guess they share your information in this network throughout the state system. So I was getting all these calls, and although it was a great opportunity, people began to ask me, did I have a book or did I have anything? And I didn't really at the time have any merchandise because I was still in the beginning of developing my brand and what it looked like and what I wanted to do. And I remember coming home and I was like, oh my gosh, I have all of this product, all of these poems, but I don't have it in a format on which I don't have it in a format that I can share. So I literally had to take all of this information, all of these poems that I had written over the years, and organize them in a way that I could actually share it and tell a story. And I'm gonna tell you the truth, that was the hardest part of doing the book, is literally choosing the poems, organizing them in a way so that the book could tell a story. And then after that, the editing part, I mean, seeing your own stuff so many times, having someone else look at it, then the first time I didn't have the best editor in the world. So the editing, they printed all these copies without letting me see a copy first. And when I got it, it had so many errors, I gave the first set of my books free. We had first set of books going on for free. It was about 200 books. So because I was embarrassed that it was so many, errors in the book that I didn't even feel that it had enough value, even though some of the content was, the content I felt was really strong and very good, I did not know how to organize this, and I didn't want to give this book out with all those errors. And so that was my first so that was my first experience. And so I had so much going on in that book that I didn't like. It was so many typos that it literally devalued the process. It devalued the book for me. So that's how I got started. So we're going to share some more intimate details, but I actually need a moment. I need our producer, Jacqueline Taylor Adams, to come on and help me. That's what I need. I'm going to be frank with you. I need a little help tonight because I'm really confused as to what's happened. I lost something in the communication process. And so, Jacqueline, I need you to talk to the people for a moment and then take me to a commercial for a second, if you don't mind.
Okay. All righty. Well, just welcome everyone to Beyond the Word, and we just have a lot going on, even though if you want to call in number is 646-716-7994. Again, that call-in number is 646-716-7994. And we're grateful for everyone that we're chatting. We got some great conversations on, and we have a caller on the line, caller from the 408. I will be right with you to open up the line as soon as we're back from commercial. We have Beverly Black. She does chicken soup for the soul, and she's had various versions. So Beverly Black is supposed to come on and talk with us. And we have Royal Taylor, who published a book, but she can't find it. So we have a lot of questions about, you know, publishing and best strategies. And then, of course, Franchon, who has a cold. As you can see, it's kind of getting a lot of us. So as she's getting her voice and everything together, she's also going to tell us, and she's going to give you some, she started off about solid advice, you know, and this is what we want to talk about on this National Poetry Month, the book of poetry. First, how to publish a quality book. But then we also want our publishers to tell us, and some of our bookstore owners, you know, how do we stand out in the crowd? If you're on a shelf, you know, what makes people, who are the people that are really buying a book? Who comes in the bookstore looking for poetry books? Who are those people that go over there and just buy them? So that make sure that you're also attracting the right audience. So what I'm getting ready to do, I'm going to open up the line for the, we're going to go to commercial real quick. Then we're going to come back and open up the line for the caller for 408, and but Franchon is going to come on first, and she's going to bring you on. So just give us one moment, and we'll be right back. Again, if you'd like to call in, it's 646-716-7994, and please press 1 if you want to speak. That lets us know you want to also talk.
Odeline's Catering, Inc. offers great food and desserts homemade to be delivered to your next event or celebration. You can choose to pick up or deliver. Book your next appointment today with Odeline's Catering, Inc. at 646-657-6640. Let us bring taste to your next celebration.
Thank you so much, everyone, for your patience. I am Sweet Franchon. I am your host, and welcome back to Master Greer Radio, Beyond the Word. Our primary focus with Beyond the Word is to make sure that we are using this as a platform to share with you as poets and writers, various things to help A, monetize your efforts as a poet and as an artist, as a poet and an artist, and also to make sure that we are sharing best practices and creating them as we go along and then sharing them, because we all know that sometimes in the spoken word arena that our work can be undervalued. So it is our job, duty, and responsibility that we've taken very seriously with your producer, the producer of our show, Jacqueline Taylor Adams, taking very seriously to use this platform as an opportunity to share with poets. So when this day, today's episode of Beyond the Word, we want to talk about best strategies. So you are invited to call in if you are a poet or published poet or not. You just want to listen in and learn. We're going to talk about best strategies from content to publishing and standing out on bookshelves and online. I'll share some of my personal journey. And then, like I said, if you are listening, you can make sure that you call in if you want to join the conversation at 646-716-7994, okay? So we know that we have a few callers on the line, and I thank you for joining us. I believe I have a caller in number 408. How are you? This is Sweet Friend Sean. Please tell me who you are.
Good evening, blessings. I'm Beverly Black, a.k.a. Beverly Black Johnson, and I'm actually the CEO of Gumbo for the Soul International, the House of Gumbo for the Soul Publications. It's a pleasure to meet you. I am... also business partner of Mr. Bruce George, creator of and co-founder
absolutely.
Of Russell Simmons' Deaf Poetry Jam on HBO,
yes.
Genius is Common. So,
yes.
Yeah, he's been my business partner for 10 years. I've seen your name in events around. And also, shout out to Jacqueline Taylor Adams. I saw her posting. And, of course, I want to support you ladies. You're supporters of my business partner as well. So, with that said, I want to thank you and thank the Lord for allowing me to have a voice on your platform.
No, give thanks for calling, Beverly. Thank you so much. I'm glad to meet you. And, you know, we're all family doing what we do and supporting one another. And I'm so grateful that you take an opportunity to share. So tell me, now I know a little, I know some, and I've heard of you as well. I know
mm-hmm.
about Gumbo for the, I've heard about Gumbo for the Soul, but I know it's also, it's a literacy program, or it's also from this, you use publishing as a literacy objective. Help me understand totally, in totality, what Gumbo for the Soul is, if you don't mind.
Oh, absolutely, and thank you so much for allowing me to. I created Gumbo for the Soul, the publications first. And
okay.
This was in 2003. I was sitting in faith and my creative juices were flowing. I said, come on, God, give me something. And so he gave me Gumbo for the Soul, Inspirations for People of Color. And so I started, obviously I was elated because that seemed to me like the counterpart for brown and black folk to Chicken Soup for the Soul. And so I was elated.
Yes.
So I was elated first by the gift that God had given me, as I said, in faith with those creative juices flowing. But then I became circumspect about doing something that was yet another inspirational. It just seemed like we were, you know, up to the ceiling with inspirationals, but what could we do to be impactful? Now, at that time, I was an at-home mom. My children were in elementary school, and their schoolmates would often get a ride from us, and they would come home with us. So I had this little kitchen table literacy program going because some of the kids were failing. Now, if you're going to run with my kids, you're going to have to come up to par. I can't have you failing because then my kids are following you. We all need to acquiesce to standards that aspire for greatness and high achievement. And so that gave birth to the literacy program. And as I continued to dig deeper into literacy in the Black community, I started to uncover that we were at a very low rate of high school graduates and college enrollment. So I changed the focus. Mind you, after I had already elicited the assistance of PR Etc. Inc. Tony Beckham, who was pivotal for the man behind the Samuel Jackson movie, Coach Carter.
Coach Carter.
So,
uh-huh.
Coach Carter. Yes, he had skateboarded to the Sacramento State Capitol, in protest of the low scores of the Richmond High School. So mm-hmm. I elicited PR Etc. Inc. Tony Beckham. We put out a call for submission. On my wish list, I had Tavis Smiley to endorse the book.
I see that.
And then so submissions started flooding in for Gumbo for the Soul inspirations for people of color. But I switched the theme, and I didn't care because I knew I had a mission and a calling to address literacy. So I switched the theme, let everyone know, and a lot of people were against it, one of whom happened to be my daughter. She said, oh, no, you're making a big mistake. Oh, no, I'm doing what I'm still led and called to do. So I changed it to Gumbo for the Soul, the recipe for literacy in the Black community. An outpour of people from all over the world came in. The culmination from 2003 to 2005 would produce the book. And then the last thing that I needed was Tavis Smiley. Cynthia St. James, renowned book cover artist, is our official book cover artist, and she did the Kwanzaa stamp. Her paintings are in museums, in metropolitan train station, and just everywhere. Cynthia St. James, right? And
right.
So they even named St. Augustine. There's even a wing at St. Augustine School named after her. So she became my book cover artist, whom I had previously met a couple of years back, reminded her of who I was. She was, happy to oblige. So we went forward, waited for Tavis Smiley to come off book tour. He gave me his back cover endorsement, and we released the book. Now, one thing about marketing and publishing is your marketing starts long before that book ever goes to print. So I want
your listening
audience to be very clear about that. Do not wait until you have, 4 and 5 boxes of books sitting in your living room to now begin your marketing strategy.
All right, let's pause and address that, because you obviously going to drop a lot of jewels tonight. And I'm just so grateful for your call, because
bless your heart.
What you spoke about with your process about getting your art cover, making, setting the intention of who you wanted and all of that coming together, and setting the intention that you wanted Tavis Smiley's endorsement, and all of that manifesting is a beautiful jewel in itself for those that are listening, because you already obviously had a vision for not just the content of the book, but the aesthetic of the book, and as you said, marketing and branding of the book that would be necessary before you even completed the book. So
absolutely.
Right? And that's so important, because what I'm finding, what my experience is being with a lot of writers, my process was the opposite. I wrote a book only because I pulled my book together because I had all this content, but I had never taken the time to put it in a marketable or sellable product. And I was working a lot. I was performing a lot. And I wasn't basically maximizing those opportunities and those audiences to make sure that I could put something else in their hand. And that is what led me to get my books. Because I was a performing poet first. But
mm-hmm.
my experience from that is that, like you said, marketing and the branding part came first before the book, because you want to make sure that you're already thinking about the end game before you even complete the book. That's so important. one of the other things I found phenomenal about your product is the cover. Like you said, the cover itself is a piece of art. It's artwork, and you were very specific that you wanted Ms. St. James to do your artwork, and that is to grace the cover, for you, to go along. So aesthetically, it goes with the content, and I think that's just
mm-hmm.
that was phenomenal insight and vision. So tell us more about what you think. You're absolutely welcome. Tell me what you think is important about the two things, like you said, the cover and getting the back cover endorsements. How important is that to outside of your content? How important is that? Does that help you? Do you believe that helps you get extend your reach to people that you don't necessarily know in your network? Do you think that helps you with placement in bookstores? Like, how has that benefited you, and how did you have the insight to do it? That's a lot. So two things. I guess there's a few things. Why is that important? How did you have the insight to even know that that was important, and how have you benefited from making sure that you invest, you made that investment, for a specific investment for your cover and your back cover?
Well, and thank you for that, and thank you for allowing me to, you know, expound. Basically, you know, you have that innate sense. Just like you as a poet, you already know what you want to evoke. It has energy. Everything has energy. So Gumbo for the Soul had its own energy. And all I needed to do was harness that energy and bring it into a material context so that it could manifest. So as I set out for the artist, the book cover artist, I knew it had to be someone phenomenal, someone that was known and recognized, because Gumbo for the Soul, there's nothing mediocre about that. And you have to recognize when God gives you something. And I say that with the utmost humility, because when God gives you something and you know that he's given, you know that you know that you know, then you are very careful and guarded about it. And that's what it's almost, it's becoming pregnant. Now you have this baby, you're in a gestational period, and you are truly in a gestational period of developing a product, a baby, a gift to the world. And so with that energy came the responsibility of making sure that I turned out a product that was worthy of having the name Gumbo for the Soul. The recipe for literacy in the Black community, oh, you better really come with it if you talking about being the answer to the problem. And so one, I knew that I wasn't the answer. I knew that Beverly did not hold the key. The key was to elicit a community of people that are in the trenches. So we have educators, we have students, we have other artists, poets, writers, mainstream, novice, just a plethora of people. I had so many submissions just from all over the world. And I'll tell you something, I was listening to you before I opened up the line, and there are some points that you made. You were saying, like, during the development of your book, something to the effect of kind of being, you know, all over the place and not really harnessing, and I'm paraphrasing. And I had to go through a journey where, as I reviewed the submissions that I declined, I kept them to the side, and I reread them in a different season so that I could make sure it wasn't me, okay? And 9 times out of 10, it was me.
Really?
And what it was, yes, really. And that's because we have different emotions and different feelings commanding our universe in different seasons. So I took the time to read the submissions in another season of my life, not to say anything was good, bad, better, or worse, but it was just a different season altogether. And most of the submissions that I had rejected initially, I accepted in the next season. So there was something that had matured about my understanding, something that had matured about me as a compiler, as a would-be, soon-to-be publisher. And so the Gumbo for the Soul spoke to me in terms of who the book cover artist should be. I went to Cynthia St. James's website, and I found that book cover. So, and she's actually, her artwork has graced the cover of four of Gumbo for the Soul's anthologies. So what I would do is, when I got the concept, I would go to her website and look for the cover that matched the concept. So
understood.
So for literacy, I found The Graduates, and I was, oh my God, I fell in love. So, you know, with Tavis Smiley, the dots had not connected as of yet. When I spoke him into Gumbo for the Soul, he was not in the circle, if you will. Tony Beckham was just starting out as a PR person, and she would handle Tavis Smiley later under with Ms. Vines. She would handle his San Francisco Bay Area tour. So she was pivotal for getting it out to Tavis Smiley's PR person, you know, so it went PR to PR. You scratch my back,
understood.
I scratch yours. So that's how she got.
One of the things you talked about a lot, if you don't mind my interjection, this is good.
Please.
You, I mean, I'm taking notes as you're talking. And I'm like, this is such good
bless
stuff,
your heart.
And I'm always blessed.
I'm honored.
Yes, I'm honored because you know it's always interesting when. This was not the plan, but it's always interesting how blessed you can be with it. And you just talked about something that's very important to poets specifically.
Good night, baby.
Everybody said good night, baby. Close the door for Mama, please. Thank you. Well, there's life, as you can see, everybody. I have a little twin thing called Sweet Sweet. We call her Sweet Sweet. So that was sweet, saying goodnight to sweet, my mom's sweet. So, but at any rate, what I like to talk about, partnerships. You talked about a lot of different partnerships and connections. And so there's a couple of lessons, and if you don't mind me extracting from it, a couple of lessons
please
in which you shared. You shared about, she sought the partnerships that she needed to make this happen. She also didn't worry about the how. And she made sure that she always had the intention in her consciousness. Sometimes we take it for granted as artists, the importance of those things, partnerships, our color, our consciousness and our focus and not worrying about the how. We take all those things for granted. And for those of you just joining, I should mention, you're listening to Master Grid Radio Beyond the Word. This is Sweet Friend Sean. I'm your host for the evening. We have a fabulous guest on the line who is sharing with us Gumbo for the Soul. I love the name. The Recipe for Literacy in the Black Community, Ms. Beverly Black Johnson. You can find her book on Amazon right now as we speak in paperback. I think I saw it in Kindle as well, right? Is it in the Kindle version?
Yes, there is an e-book. And that's something else we can talk about, the unauthorized publication of my e-book, yes.
Oh, we absolutely got to talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
We can do that.
We talk about a lot of unexpected surprises today. Well, we can absolutely talk about that. So part of the journey with living the journey, and I don't actually have mine on Amazon because for some reason someone stole my tax ID number, so I'm having challenges. But anyway, so we can talk about some of that as well.
Sorry.
It's all good. It's all well. I still do fine with it, you know. We learn these things when we act as independent artists, so it's just how it goes. But what's beautiful and awesome about everybody that's listening, especially poets, is that you've heard various things about the content, compilation of the content. There's a couple of approaches that I hope you're taking away from this. You can reach out and build partnerships like Gumbo for the Soul, which is an anthology of essays, poems, and testimonials. Or you can choose to take your own content and do it. And also, I would like to propose that you consider an idea. Say if there's someone else who has work and they have content, but they don't believe they have enough content to do a full book, or if you're not sure about how to tell the story, maybe there's someone that you can work with. For instance, one of the things I want to do is I believe in, you know, the necessity of masculine and feminine energy. So what I would love to do is partner with one of my brother friends, and we take our poems and we use our poems to talk back and forth to each other from a female and a male perspective on the same topics in poetic form. Then for my next book that I'm working on, Born to Love, one of the things that I'm doing is I'm taking all those things that I do and I'm compiling them into one product, in that I'm going to tell, I'm going to use a poem, then create an essay or short story behind it, and then you'll also have a musical compilation with it. So, because that's what I do. And so I'm sharing these ideas with you so that you can understand and know that you do not have to minimize your gift to an open mic. You don't have to. There's so many various ways that you can share. There may be other authors and or other writers, or as I love that Ms. Beverly has said, that she's the compiler. She compiled these things. And there might be people like her who are looking for the work to make and complete a project or product for the public based on specific topics, and hers happens to be literacy. So there's all kinds of ways that we can just begin to maximize the opportunities as a poet. And I would just really recommend that you sit down. If you don't have a book, I have Christopher Brown in Philadelphia at poetry247.com. He actually helps authors compile just a chat book. That's almost like an EP. If you were dealing in the world of music, instead of it being a full CD, it's more like an EP. So it's just something that you can have so that when you're out and about and you're performing, or you know, that you will have a product to share, to sell, or to give, so people can walk away with something in your hand. And the good news about poetry, everybody, is that people still want it in a written form. Everybody doesn't want it digitally yet. They don't, you know, they, readers and people who like poetry and reading still want paper in their hands. So that's a good thing for us. So I want to just make sure we mention those things. We're going to bring it back around, because I have to ask you, Beverly, I have to ask you. Now, like I said, your book can be found on Amazon, but you mentioned that it's in Kindle form and it's unauthorized. Tell us a little bit about that and how we can make sure that that doesn't happen to other folk.
Well, I know for sure that it won't happen to anyone in this day and age, but when I first published Gumbo for the Soul, The Recipe for Literacy in the Black Community, and the second anthology out of our camp, Gumbo for the Soul, Here's Our Child, Where's the Village, I went with iUniverse. And during that time, we had not heard of e-books. So when ebooks evolved, they automatically published them. And when I saw my books published, I was like, okay, there is nothing in our agreement that mentions ebooks, because there wasn't any such thing as ebooks. I published my first book in 2005, The Recipe for Literacy in the Black Community. And in 2007, we published, and that's about the time Bruce George and I became, July 11, 2007 is the day that Bruce George and I became business partners, and together we published Gumbo for the Soul, Here's Our Child, Where's the Village. Again, I went through iUniverse. Now, I'm embarking on self-publishing. I'm doing my research, and I'm going by way of well, first of all, let's back up. We've all received our rejection letters. So when I first started off, I sent out, you know, query letters to the big, you know, five looking for a publishing deal. A gentleman out of New York, agent out of New York, wanted me to keep gumbo for the soul. He wanted basically gumbo for the soul to be like chicken soup for the soul. And I found that very insulting. I don't have to be like chicken soup for the soul. Everything has its own energy, and I'm birthing a different project, process. It's even though they're both anthologies, you know, they have their own things, their own energy, their own way, their own space and time. And I don't need to take on and shadow anyone. And so I declined. So I went through my rejections, and then I decided, okay, I'm going to self-publish. No one's going to pick me up. You don't want me? Fine. Okay. I do this myself. And so I sought out to find the easiest, most economical way of producing my own book. And at that time, iUniverse was out there. There was no Author's House. There was no Lulu. And so this was the beginning. There was iUniverse and very few slim publishing houses such as, you know, those types of entities. There were ebooks. Right. And there were no ebooks. So the first two books I went with iUniverse, and you learn as you go along the way. So what I learned through iUniverse is that I was not going to make a profit at all because it cost me damn near just as much to buy my own book. Now I'm buying my book from you. That's a problem. Okay. And so with Gumbo for the Soul, Women of Honor Special Pink Edition, and that is another launching of the business partnership between Bruce George and myself, because we were going to do Mothers of Honor. We were going to honor Kanye West's mother. We lost her, rest in peace. P. Diddy's mother, Alicia Keys' mother, different women that, you know, are in the camp, Nikki Giovanni, different women. So we were going to do celebrity moms. I started getting so many submissions in. It was like, okay, I'm not trying to distinguish who's a celebrity and who is not. And then it has this elitist connotation that, you know, I don't really care if you're a celebrity, you know. So we decided that we would do Women of Honor, and that leveled the playing field. And so with Gumbo for the Soul, first, I'd like your audience to also know that we are about philanthropy. I publish these books to give them away. So we partner with community organizations. We do book signings. We host blood drives. We partner with entities that are, say, like Sisters Network, Inc. of San Francisco, who graces the back cover of Women of Honor Special Pink Edition, honoring breast cancer survivors and Sir Thrivers. We did Men of Honor Special Cancer Edition, honoring Michael Jackson for his philanthropy as the man of the millennium and so forth. Right. And so these anthologies, and with that anthology, we have Marvin Winans Jr.'s endorsement. But so, these anthologies focus on philanthropy and community causes. And so, but back to the ebook, it was unauthorized because they weren't created at that time.
Okay, great. So let's extract from that as well. So thank you so much for that insight, and thank you for, you're doing a lot of great work, and I want you to make sure
that
yes, I'm so very interested in more. This is what we need to do, because we actually thank you for being my guest today, my surprise lovely guest, because
thank you for your platform.
Thank you. We're almost out of time, so there's a couple of things I want to make sure that we cover. So first of all, before I continue and share some things I think are important, I don't want to finish today's show without making sure that we absolutely share a few more very specific details on about publishing. Tell us how we can find more about you. How can we get How will we be able to get gumbo for the soul? And outside of Amazon, because I think I've only sold one or two on Amazon. Like, how can, if I was interested in Anthology and all these other Gumbo of the Soul editions, how would I get them?
Well, Gumbo for the Soul Publications to date has 5 anthologies: the literacy, the adoption and foster care, breast cancer, prostate cancer, and then all 4 compiled into one 10th anniversary 688-page edition, and they are all available at about.me/gumbo for the soul.
Great.
I'm Beverly Black Johnson at gmail.com, and I actually published my 100-page memoir, 100 pages of truth, which is called To Change Agents.
Wow.
And
okay.
Yes, God is good. So yes, all of my books are available online about.me/gumbo for the soul. And I also like to let your audience know that I also have a platform, a radio show called Tribe Family Channel, and it is the platform through which Gumbo for the Soul uses its voice. And everyone in the music, I mean, there's the music industry, different people from all around the world. I can't even begin to name them. Marshall Thompson of the Shy Lights is my co-host on Soul School Music, and today is our first anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And so, you know, when you consider publishing your book, you definitely want to, it goes back to those partnerships you talked about. It goes back to leveraging the different entities and like-minded people. You can get much further. I got much further giving it away, opening my hands, than I ever would have gotten had I sat back and said, okay, let me write Gumbo for the Soul.
Absolutely.
One or two poems in each anthology.
And thank you so much for that. For, like you, as you said, this is a platform, but you've also created a platform for authors and writers to tell their stories. And we just thank you for your work. We thank you for your giving. Please tell Bruce George I said my love. I do need to reach out to him directly, but I'm sure he'll forgive me.
Absolutely.
But please,
I talk to Bruce every day. So
that's awesome.
I will definitely,
you know, we think about him and talk about him. Yeah, we should tell him. We should tell him directly more. But if you like to stay on, please do. I'm just going to share a few things I think are important, because I don't want to make assumptions that people are far along in their process, okay?
Absolutely. So, well, I just want to thank you and thank Jackie as well, Jacqueline Taylor Adams as well. And I'll be listening because I want to hear the gems that you have to drop as well. And, can I just say one thing to you?
Yes. Yes.
Let me just say congratulations to you for your book and your work. And I was listening, your level of quality and, you know, you weren't about allowing mistakes to be sold. You gave away those books, and I commend you for that. I was listening, and I said that was a boss move right there. You should have a high level of ethics when you publish. You know, you can't reel that back. And so you did a wonderful job with that, and I want to commend you for that. And congratulations to your radio show, and I'll be listening further.
Oh, give thanks. Thank you so, so much for that. Thank you. And,
thank
you. Know,
you.
You say you got to do the right thing, and then, you know, the blessings come. So I felt it was the right thing to do. I was still able to use it. You know, I put a personal note on each of them and says, you know, this is my gift. Please pardon any errors. It'll be republished soon. And I literally, those who purchased it before I realized how bad the errors were, I literally sent them a new edition, for a second edition for free when it was all corrected. So,
there you go.
And it has
there
served,
you go.
And that book has served me well. So, you know, it's called Living the Journey, for those who are listening. Living the Journey, Telling Stories of Love and Life, poems by C. Franchon. And it has served me well and continues to serve me and continues, people continue to ask for it. So we're going to keep it in circulation. And that's one thing I wanted to segue into. Is that we're gonna, you know, that books are a gift that keeps giving. So you want to do it for yourself, and you want to do it as a blessing to the universe. and to others. So, but everybody, thank you. I want to say thank you on behalf of Master Great Radio, Beverly, for joining us tonight. We're going to finish out with a few more things. Feel free to stay in the line and chime in if you choose to, okay?
I will, and genius is common. Thank you.
Yes, genius is common. Absolutely.
All right. Right on, ladies.
Right,
I'll be
you.
Continuing to listen. God bless you.
And also peace, love, and light.
Yeah.
Friend Sean, I have a question.
Yes.
Friend Sean, okay.
I'm listening. Hey,
I just wanted to ask Beverly. I thought she put in the chat to one of the women who Royal Taylor said lost her book. She wanted to republish. But I thought, Beverly, do you do publishing? I mean, if people are looking to get their book published, can they come to you to get their poetry books published?
Oh, absolutely. That is what I do. I consult. I have helped many people publish their works, and I'm very proud of the quality that we turn out. If you look at, look online at The Battle of a Daytime Nightmare by Dr. Thelma Battle Buckner, that is a client of Mr. Bruce George and myself, and she was advised by Alex Haley to publish her book. And guess what? I was blessed to be the publisher. And I put Alex Haley blurb on the back of her book. There's also on the back of her book a picture of her brother, and she's cropped in. But it's a picture of her brother standing with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Her nephew is the president emeritus. Excuse me. Yes, her nephew is the president emeritus of Morehouse, Dr. Robert Franklin. One of her nephews also sat on Obama's African Union. This family is rife from Battle, Mississippi, which is named after them, all the way up to Minneapolis, Minnesota, where they are. They touch every state in between, and they are the Battles. And so I've published many. What I do is I hold their hands and walk them from beginning to end so that they don't stumble upon everything that I went through. And so that's sort of like a partnership that Bruce George and myself have developed along the 10 years of our, partnership and just, you know, helping people get their books published. And I'll just say to this end, Jackie, thank you for asking me that question because it was so refreshing. I saw a lady post a book of a client today, and this was a book that he republished through my direction, through my management. He had previously published through a different press, you know, couldn't sell it and this and that and the other. So we republished it, and she posted a picture and tagged him. And I just thought it was just wonderful to see him on his gray cover and his purple shirt and greens and looking all jeans. I said greens, right, jeans, and looking real dapper. So I get a lot of gratification from helping people, you know, bring their words and ideas to print.
All right. So how are the people, if they're interested, how do they reach you at the about.me/humble-for-the-soul? Is that how they can get in touch with you for publishing? Okay.
Yes, they can. If they go to about.me/humble-for-the-soul, they will see a button right there that says if they wanted to have me consult with them, and that will allow them to reach out to me. My email is beverlyblackjohnson@gmail.com. My radio show, Tribe Family Channel, @gmail.com. For people like yourself, Queen, with your poetry book, I'd be happy to have you on my platform. We have a show rolling out May 15th. I'm starting off with David Chappelle's mother, actually, on May 15th on The Woman at the Well. And so I'm rolling that out. This is our third season. And, you know, God is good. He's allowed me to give, and so I receive. So I'd be happy to help anyone.
That's awesome. Well, that's a lot. That's a lot in itself.
Yeah.
Mike, go ahead. No, go ahead, Jacqueline. I'm going to let you go ahead and close out.
No, just real quick, I just wanted to make sure, because weren't either you helped or supported Bruce in doing the Bandana Republic anthology? Just also let people know.
No, I have nothing to do with the Bandana Republic. That was already published when Bruce and I met.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, but Bruce George, what shows, he did is, Bruce George
yeah, he's done a couple of anthologies himself.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, his back cover blurb is on my second book. He and I became business partners in 2007. And so he joined Gumbo for the Soul as the executive director of business development, and he's been doing a damn good job for 10 years. I can't even begin to say. And of course, I'm the godmother of Genius is Common. I carried, you know, Genius is Common as he was in transit with the birth of Genius is Common. I was able to be there and be sort of like that that birth mother to Genius is Common movement. So it goes back to what you said, Queen. It's about partnerships.
Sweet Princess?
Yeah, thank you. I was just listening to you guys, and then you go ahead. I appreciate it. And thank you so much again, Beverly. Yes, and everything you share has been so awesome and interesting. In fact, I was just sending Jeff an email saying that, you know, maybe this is something because we need to have at least another show. It seems that we've been having to, you know, have part twos on a few shows, and we need to evaluate a few things that we need to follow up on. And one is that you've been a fabulous guest. You've been awesome and amazing in the information
you've
been sharing.
Thank you. I really appreciate you. And you as
yes,
well.
And
thank
I appreciate
you for your platform.
You.
It's wonderful.
You're welcome. And thank, we thank you. And tonight just shows that oftentimes you have a plan, but if you open and submit when things start to go away and let God work and just go quick. We took a short break and it came back and everything was phenomenal. And we know, you know, it turned out far better than we could have ever planned. So we thank you. And we thank everybody for listening tonight to Master Grid Radio. This is Beyond the Word. You can reach us. I think I'm on every third Monday now, Jacqueline. What Monday is this? I have no idea. Second Monday. Every second Monday of the month, right here at 9 p.m. I'm your host, Sweet Friend Shawn, SuitFranchon. You can find me on any social media. And if you want to find out more about me and my work, feel free to do so. Give me some feedback and let me know what you think. We're talking about poetry tonight, so I have a book called Living the Journey, Telling Stories of Love and Life with Poetry by Sweet Franchon. And I really, really, really want to encourage other I saw in the thread on Facebook that there's been a lot of conversation about, I want to have a book, I don't have a book. You know, you have a publisher on the line. Beverly Johnson is on the line. She's a publisher. I'm an artist developer and brand developer, and Jacqueline is a marketing and brand guru. There are resources. We're right here looking for you because you're looking for us, and we want to help you. We want to help you. So you can email us at, you can email me directly at SuitFranchon@gmail.com. Or visit my website, www.sweetfranchon.com. I'm going to spell it one more time, www.sweetfranchon.us. Or peacelovepoetry.us is my other website, peacelovepoetry.us. Just reach out. Check us out. Reach out. Make sure you visit Master Grid Radio on Facebook. Join the discussion. Ask questions. There's a wealth of resources at Master Grid Radio. Especially the Facebook page, you need to tap in, okay? I'm going to really leave it at that. You need to tap in. Stop worrying. Stop overthinking it. Stop thinking you're not good enough. Let us help you. There's a wealth of resources at Master Grid Radio, and you listen to Beyond the Word. And I'm Sweet Franchon, and this show is produced by the lovely, the talented, the gifted Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and we thank you for joining us tonight. And we look forward to continuing the conversation about poetry, about writing, and about the business of spoken word again next month. And if it gets to the point we got to keep continuing shows, maybe we'll have to increase. But for now, tune in. We'll see you next month, same time, same place. Thank you again. I'm Sweet Franchon,
And on behalf of the entire team of Master Grid Radio, specifically our Executive Director, Jacqueline Taylor Adams, we thank you for joining us tonight.
I got a new walk and a new point of view, a new purpose for everything I do. I got a new rule, only real folks around. If you were wondering, I'm about to tell you nothing. It's the same pretty face, but a brand new smile. Same letter C, but she ain't walking, she's flying. New day making, big moves, see if love found me. Could surely find you, see it. Celebration, tell us come on, every